One of the most interesting things about the time in which Mashiach will come is the fact that the Torah connects it to a particular mitzvah, a rather unusual one. It's called Cities of Refuge. We find this in Perek Yud Tes, the 19th chapter of Deuteronomy in Parsha Shoftim. The Torah talks to us about designating six cities of refuge, and this will be in the Promised Land of Israel. The purpose of these cities? To shelter unintentional murderers. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu began by designating three such cities in the territories of Reuven Gad and Chatzi, Shevet Menashe. And now, Moshe Rabbeinu instructs the Jewish people, when you will conquer the land of Israel. Ki yachres Hashem alekecha es agoyim, asher Hashem alekecha noisein lecha es artzam. When you literally cut off the nations whose land Hashem is going to give you, you dispossess them, you dwell in their cities. The Torah says, Shalish orim tavdalach. Another three cities are going to be designated for you, v'teich artzecha. So three cities were designated by Moshe Rabbeinu. An additional three cities were set aside to shield or shelter unintentional murderers after they came across into Eretz Yisrael proper. Now here's the incredible thing. Later on in the very same chapter, verse 8, the Torah says, V'im yarchiv Hashem elekecha, which is understood as not if, but when God will expand your borders, as gevulcha, kasher nishbala avesecha, as he forswore to your forefathers. V'nosan lecha, es kol ha'aretz asher diber, when he will give you the entire land that he spoke of to your forefathers. Well, when that happens, then says the Torah, you have another mitzvah, or the completion of the mitzvah, and that is the designation of another three cities of refuge. Rashi says, "Ve'im yarchiv," and if Hashem will expand, "Kasha nishbalacha," exactly as he swore to you, "Eretz keni knizi kadmaini," the lands called keni, knizi, and kadmaini. The Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim explains that Hashem promised Avram Avinu 10 nations, the land of 10 nations. But in fact, he only gave us Shiva Amamim, 7 nations. So clearly, there's 3 lands missing. And these lands are proverbially called Keni, Knizi, Kadmoini, as is described in the Sifri, which Rashi is quoting, as well as the Talmud Yerushalmi. Rambam, in the terms of Halacha, in Hilchas Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, in chapter 8, says same. In the 4th halacha of that chapter, he says, "Biyamei haMelech haMashiach, in the era of the King Mashiach, Moisif and Shalish Acheres, we add an additional 3, Aleilu Ashesh." He previously spoke about 6 cities. He says we'll add another 3, as it says, "Viyasafta lecha eid shalosh arim." There'll be another 3 cities added to these. The Hechem Esifin Aysan. Where is this added? Here's the Rambam now in the terminology of halacha, quoting the same Yerushalmi and Sifri. Be'orei hakeni, haknizi, v'hakadmoini. In the lands or cities of these very provinces. She'nichras la'avram avinu bris aleim, concerning which a covenant was made with Avram. However, adayin le'nichbishu, they were never conquered. Aleim nema b'teira. That's the meaning of the verse we just read before in the Teira. V'im yachiv Hashem elekecha es gvulcha. Big question is, why do we need to have a special mitzvah shielding unintentional murderers in the land of the future Eretz Yisrael once Mashiach comes? More about this in the episodes ahead.